You're listening to SBS News.
The Commission is setting out to change Victoria's mental health system and reduce the stigma associated with mental illness. At the first hearing, the Chair, Penny Armitage, described the review as a once-in-a-generation opportunity.
The calling of this Royal Commission is also acknowledgement that the mental health system is broken. Indeed, the Premier said so very plainly when establishing this Commission. But this Commission was established not only to look at the shortcomings of the current mental health system, but also to envisage what mental health services might look like in the future.
She told the hearing the Commission wants to investigate the issues and keep an open mind throughout the process.
Together, we have a challenge ahead. As one person told the Commission, the mental health system has been set up from a white world, not inclusive of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander participation. But it is a challenge we commit to taking up alongside Aboriginal Victorians.
The inquiry into the mental health system will also examine suicide prevention. Mental health advocate and former AFL player Wayne Schwoss spoke openly about his mental health struggles after years of hiding his pain.
But I grew up with this mentality that men aren't meant to cry and show emotion, and men that do cry and show emotion and vulnerability are weak, they're soft, and you can't trust them. And those feelings and that narrative was magnified once I started to play football. We were conditioned to be incredibly strong athletes, and we were, and I was one of those.
Also under the microscope will be the barriers facing culturally and linguistically diverse communities when they access mental health services. There will also be a day dedicated to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mental health. The Mental Health Foundation Australia's chairperson, Jim Gooden, says the extent of mental health problems in multicultural communities is unknown.
The demographic changes in Victoria have just been absolutely huge. And language facilities, understanding of different cultural values, cultural ways of dealing with mental health, or rather not dealing with mental health, are very critical, not understood.
Mr. Gooden is also worried the Royal Commission will take too long to finish its work and more lives will be lost to suicide.
The need is so urgent, and we've known the issues for so long, and we've known about the issues for so long, and something really needs to be done very, very desperately.
The hearings continue until the end of the month. The Commission's final report is expected in October next year. If you or a family member has immediate concerns, contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.